This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Generation Fusion. I'm your host Andrew, joined with my co-host who is also my mum.
Hi there everybody, I almost thought for a minute there you might have forgotten who I was.
No, what? Well, but they have because you haven't said your name.
I'm Amanda and I'm Andrew's mum and I'm
People do find it very interesting that I co-host a radio show with my mum.
Yes, and actually a lot of people find it quite fascinating and it's been actually quite a good conversation opener. And many people are really impressed by it, and they think it's great.
Yeah, so, apparently Mum and I have a good, unusually good relationship. I'm not an average teenager.
You never have been a regular person. So, hey, Andrew, congratulations.
And anyway, we're talking about this because this is our 200th episode.
That's right. So big celebrations. Woohoo. 200 episodes of being on
Generation Fusion.
That is how many years?
Five.
5 years. So thank you to all of our viewers, our listeners.
I mean, I'm going to do some quick math.
You're going to do some quick math? Thank you out to everybody who've been with us since we started out and to all of you who might have come along. Anybody who's new?
We technically should be up to 260, but, you know, some weeks we couldn't come in and some weeks were public holidays.
Yes.
So
yeah,
we should have 200, we should have 60 extra episodes, but we're only at 200 now.
Yeah, so it's been great. Actually, I've thoroughly enjoyed.
So another 5 years and we'll get to 400.
Well, yeah.
That might come quicker, though, if we start bulk recording episodes.
Well, especially if you're at university. who knows? At least it means that if we're sick, we won't, you know, be missing out. But it certainly has been quite a journey. It's not one that I envisaged that I would have been part of. I never imagined I'd be on radio. I know it was always a passion of yours and it was something that you wanted to do. And I remember back, way, way back, having your own home studio.
Oh, home studio is an app on my computer.
I know, and that's where it started. And I would put out a little Facebook reminder to people and say, hey, Andrew's going to be doing a radio show in an hour, and this is the app you need, and please go on and support him. And I would have an auntie or a cousin would go on, and Cara would always go on, and Zavanna would go on.
My hosting skills have come a long way.
Yeah.
Those shows were horrible.
Well,
I'm so glad that I haven't found them.
Well, I remember we used to have to put up a little sign on the door saying Andrew's in doing his recording.
I used to read stuff articles.
And make jokes.
But I also just used to only play music.
Yes.
But that's because I didn't have a co-host. It was just me. Which is hard to do.
And but you enjoyed yourself. I mean, you were still at primary school. That was
intermediate.
Well, you just finished primary. It was just finished.
Yeah.
And you were at intermediate. And it was purely by chance that you happened to mention to Hannah, who started it all, that you had your little, you really wanted to be on the radio. And she just happened to mention that she was a radio host for Manawatu People's Radio, her show, which was
Teen Spective. But also Life with CP before that.
And she wanted to know if you wanted to go and do some episodes with her.
And funnily enough, my first episode for Teen Spective was the 100th episode.
Yes, that's right. And so that's how you got on to the radio, and you thoroughly enjoyed it. It was hard for you to start with because you had to work really hard on
your... Yeah, I just stopped umming and erring and going on tangents. That was a big one.
And having a nice clear voice. And you worked on that.
I was very nervous as well.
Yes, and I remember you'd get a message from Hannah and she'd say, I've had an email from
the station.
From the station, and Andrew's got to do this, and we'd work on it.
Yeah.
And then I think, Hannah might have got sick, or did you get?
We both. So there are times both of us.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about how I got involved initially.
I think it's because Hannah got sick.
Hannah got sick, and I came along to help you out.
Yeah.
And then it was just a...
Then I got sick.
And then you got sick. That's right, because you were going through your stage with your irritable bowel and your migraines.
Yeah.
And so then I would come and co-host with Hannah.
And it was also the year of COVID.
COVID. And so we did this sort of, I would come in and help out, and either for you or for Hannah. And then we were offered a show, and that's how Generation Fusion came about.
Yeah.
And here we are.
5 years later. Well, 6.
We used to sit down.
We used to plan the episodes out before we recorded them.
And I used to sort of mock out what we were going to talk about.
But how has that changed, Mum? Now we don't plan them out. We just say, oh, this would be a cool idea.
Yes. I keep a track of
a diary.
Of topics and potential topics.
You don't plan it out. Suddenly after we record the episodes, you mark down what we talked about.
Yes, unless it's and quite often I might do some, if we're ever doing anything that requires a bit of
research.
I always because quite a few times we talk about these in advance, and if there's a particular one that I think would be quite cool, I do quite a lot of the research that might go into it, so that. Yeah. I come in and I've got it all ready if I need it. Do a bit of fact finding.
Yep.
So way, way back, episode 1 was around gaming.
What a surprise. So what is our last? It was episode 199 about, Mum?
Episode 199 was about gaming.
And what was like episode 152 about?
Episode 152. Let me have a look here. Episode 152 was Parks and Recreation. You and I talked about my latest school camp experience.
That was a while ago.
It was.
Close, but I'm guessing there was a gaming episode somewhere around that. But you know what we replaced gaming with, Mum?
What did we replace? Oh, music.
The brass band.
Yes, we did do a lot of...
We went from... me only having like piano lessons to now being getting into the National Secondary School's brass band and being in the Palmerston's brass band and doing competitions and solos and learning the saxophone, getting my own tuba.
So there's been a lot of, we've talked a lot about different things. We've been in music.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny to think back. If we think back over the 5 years when we first started, I wasn't doing any music.
No.
I was taking you to lessons.
Were you doing bass lessons then?
No.
No, that was 2021.
Yeah, and I was taking you to piano lessons. But
2020 was guitar lessons, actually.
Guitar lessons.
It was piano lessons.
Piano lessons, because there were times when... I think you got concussed, you got knocked off your bike.
Yeah, I got hit by a car.
And you couldn't go to your guitar lessons, but I went to your guitar lessons to learn how to play my guitar. And I was still playing my guitar.
Because you're paying for lessons, you're going to get the most out of them.
Yeah. So I said, are you all right to your guitar teacher if I come along and have Andrew's guitar lessons? And she said, yeah, that's fine. And I learned all sorts of really cool things about playing the guitar. But I wasn't back in playing with my cornet or trumpet or anything like that. That didn't happen until
2022.
And now here we are, 5 years later.
Getting ready to go to nationals.
On
the committee of a brass band.
Yep. I'm playing in Palmerston North Brass Band. I play for Manawatu Concert Band. I play for the Fielding Brass Band. And I did in between that learn to play bass guitar and played in a teacher's band. So
I talk about how ironic it is. You went from bass to cornet. You went from bass, a low instrument, to a high instrument. Now I went from a high instrument to a low instrument.
Well, that's right. So, yeah.
Though in all honesty, imagine how stupid I'd look playing a cornet.
Yes.
Or a tenor horn.
It's funny because I looked at episode 4, and we did was about learning to play musical instruments.
We've always been doing it.
Yeah. Learning to play different instruments, what my first instrument and what I went to next. So this must have been around the time that you were playing
piano.
My first instrument, and then your first instrument and what you went to next. Well, my trumpet playing took me playing to an audience. And so, yeah, it's always been a part of what we've done.
I didn't willingly stop piano lessons. I'd still be doing them today.
Yes.
But sound works. We don't know what happened. We went on a holiday break and we went and did. Sorry, someone was looking through the window at me.
Oh, were they?
They scared me a bit.
Oh. Spooked, were you?
Yeah, just trying to compile my thoughts. A holiday break, and we didn't hear back from Soundworks.
Yeah.
MusicWorks.
And then we found out.
Soundworks.
They'd gone down.
Because we knew I was probably going to have to get a different piano teacher, because my one was...
Yes, he'd finished.
I think he'd either finished or was going into his last year.
That's right, he was going into his last year. So you were going to have one more year with him. But we never got in contact, so we never knew what was happening.
See him walking around sometimes.
Yeah. And we've had some guests on our radio show.
Yep.
We've had Hannah back a couple of times.
Yep.
We've had Sean Koch on. He was a teacher I worked with who was also a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, kept meaning him to get him back, but then he moved to Singapore.
He's in Thailand. And he's teaching new entrants in Thailand now. But that was really interesting to talk to him about stand-up comedy. Comedy. Because another thing that we've had running through is we've been off and we've seen...
I don't mean to toot our own horn, but we're... Kind of a funny show sometimes.
But we've also been off and you really enjoy stand-up comics.
Yeah, Jimmy Carr.
Yeah, and we've been and seen Teddy Bear. That's been parts of things that we've talked about.
Soon Jimmy Carr again.
Yes, Ursula.
Carlson.
So they've been parts of what we talked about as well.
I think I might pass on John Bishop.
Yeah.
He was an all right Doctor Who companion, but I've seen his comedy and it's not really my thing.
Not your thing.
I'd love to see Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
I wish we could see Robbie Williams. Robin Williams.
No, I'd love to see Robbie Williams.
He's come to Palmy as well.
Robbie Williams?
Yeah, both Robbie and Robin Williams.
Oh, okay. We've also been big Doctor Who fans.
Oh, yes. Some of my favourite episodes were, I guess it was... 2 years ago now, we binged watched Doctor Who up to Matt Smith. Then we got to Matt Smith and gave up because it got hard.
We did that. We did a real time show where we talked about quite a lot of Doctor Who. We talked about all things Doctor Who.
So we've got our number one fan, Ms. Normus.
Yeah. We've talked about the many monsters of Doctor Who.
And Doctor Who, doing that reminded me that Doctor Who can actually be scary.
Yes, because we talked about some of the iconic monsters.
Because it's Doctor Who, it's not scary. And then we went back and watched some of the David Tennant episodes and I was like, well, I'm not scared, but I can see how it would be scary.
Yes.
I can see that it is kind of scaring me a little bit.
It can be quite scary. We did take some time off from Doctor Who for a bit of time.
Forever, actually. We haven't gone back to it yet.
Well, no, we had a gap, and we then came back to – we talked about some of the latest stuff
episodes
for Doctor Who in 2022.
Isn't it great that – we've been doing the show so long, Doctor Who died, came back, and then died again.
Yeah. I just remembered we went and saw David Strassman.
Yeah, that was Teddy Bear.
I know, and that was cool because I thought about your experiences with ventriloquism.
Ventriloquism, yes.
Yeah. So
I'll do my ventriloquism for you guys, but I'm not sure you guys would be able to appreciate it fully.
We've also done a lot of Star Trek.
We didn't get told to be quiet by Ms. Normas on that one.
No, we didn't. That was pretty cool. We had Kian. He was one of our guests.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool. That must have been while he was still back at school. High school.
Yep.
And so we got to talk about his journey through music, which was really cool to listen to. What else have we? We've done so. We did All Your Little Shop of Horror when you were three musicals.
Done two productions in the summer.
We talked about going to see Kinky Boots in Wellington and Kinky Boots here in Palmerston North. We've talked about the different musicals that we've been to.
Matilda.
The Queen one.
Queen. Yeah, the We Will Rock You. No, not We Will Rock You. Well, it was, wasn't it? There were two We Will Rock You shows.
Yes, so we saw the tribute concert, but we also saw the musical.
It was all right.
Bohemian, was it called?
No,
what was
it wasn't.
Called? What did they call it?
It was one of the phrases, but it was basically...
Bohemian Rhapsody. No. Something like that.
It was all right, but it was kind of a weird musical that just happened to be based around Queen music.
Yes.
Like it was cool hearing the Queen music, but...
It was quite different to the tribute concert.
It's one thing having Queen heavily featured as a soundtrack to a show.
Yes.
But having the entire show focused around Queen was a bit...
It was called We Will Rock You.
We Will Rock You.
That was week 100. That was episode 106.
Only 106?
Only 106, yes.
That was only like 2 years ago.
About 3 years ago now.
Oh, that felt like forever ago.
Yeah, I know. Because that was just after when we went to Wellington to see Wicked.
Wicked?
Yeah, we saw that one. Yeah.
I liked Wicked.
It was definitely.
We need to watch both of the movies now. Do a review on that.
Yes, because I didn't want to watch Wicked until the second one had come out.
I had no aspirations of watching Wicked at all.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was weird. The movie, not the musical.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh, and because I'm just scrolling through my notes here, and we did do a big thing about the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we talked about the 14th Doctor. That was only episodes 113.
Oh.
Yeah. So and we talked about 116 about the season one, the reboot of Doctor Who. So then we did the David Tennant years. So
the Christopher Eccleston year.
Yeah. We did a lot of movie reviews. We've done Ghostbusters. We've done Free Guy.
Most recently, a few weeks ago, we did Back to the Future and Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yes, that's right. And we've done Despicable Me.
Yep.
And what else did we
do? Did we do Matilda? I think we did Matilda.
We did Matilda. So we've had lots of different things that we did. I was just having a... it's funny because I've just... Past one, an episode 156 was when we reflected on 2024.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, our first episode of 2025 was we did a review of the latest Doctor Who Christmas special, and they didn't do a Christmas special this year.
No, they didn't, but they're going to do one next year.
Oh,
what number was that?
157.
We managed to get a lot more episodes done than I thought we did.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we've been busy.
Last year, I think, was the best year. Attendance-wise at the radio station.
Yes. Oh, we also talked about the Kingsman movies.
Those were good.
I'd forgotten about those. So that was really cool. And the Minecraft movie.
I also believe very long ago, either 2021 or 2022, we reviewed Pierce Brosnan's James Bond movies.
Yes.
And Indiana Jones.
Did we do?
I can't remember. I don't know if I'm getting that mixed up with what we did during lockdown.
I don't know if we did. I don't think we did Indiana Jones.
That must have been lockdown.
Must have been.
But I'm pretty sure we did James Bond.
I'll have to go through and have a look at the episodes to see if we did do James Bond. If not, that could be a potential good thing.
Yep.
We did week 90 was the coronation of the king.
Oh, that was a while ago.
I know. And yet I still think that King Charles is still a relatively new addition to the throne.
He's been the king longer than some people have been.
I know. Yeah. There is. We did talk about remembering your father.
We did a few of those.
That was episode 135.
Only 135?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's been very interesting. Yeah, we did. We talked. There's lots here because episode 144 was Kinky Boots.
Yeah. If you guys want a masterclass on beating a dead horse, you guys come to us.
We did some. We talked about your experiences of going to Nelson. That was episode 146, going to Nelson, and going on the ferry, going down to the National Secondary School
Brass Band.
So that was really cool.
I mean, when we put it into context, 200 episode means at most we've done this 200 weeks. Like some weeks we record two episodes, but we've spent, well, let me... I'll do the math later, but I'll calculate how many hours we've done this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we've had some big moments, and we've been through the whole of high school.
Yeah.
And now
the whole of high school, yeah.
And now you've
seen the whole of university.
Because you started as a year
nine.
Year nine. So you did this year nine because you did team
perspective
with Hannah in
at
your,
the end of intermediate.
At the end of intermediate. And then year 13, nine to year 13. And now you're off to university. So that's a.
Another show change.
Another show change. Thanks.
Yeah. Generations fusions.
Well, yes.
Or something.
It is. It's going to be quite big.
Insights from an old lady gamer.
Well, we did
that's
do.
That's one you're doing one day.
Well, guess what? 5 years ago.
You got offered your own show.
No. Five years ago in August.
Yeah.
We did a I did what happened 50 years ago to celebrate my 50th birthday.
You've been doing this since you were 49.
Yeah, so.
And now you're like 60.
No, I'm not. have there been any standout episodes to you, Andrew?
It wasn't on Generation Fusion, but it's part of our journey. Uncle Tix.
Oh, yes. That was back with Teenspective.
You weren't in the episode.
No.
You were sitting in the lobby doing your schoolwork.
I was doing schoolwork, that's right. And you came in out of hours with Hannah so that you could be
at 9 at night.
9 at night so he could you could interview him.
Yeah.
I know that was a big moment for you in your radio career.
One of my favorite episodes was getting Mr. Koch on. I enjoyed that.
It was good. We don't do many episodes, do we, with guests?
It's hard to get guests.
Hard to get guests. But it was good to get him in and talk to him, especially about what you need to be a stand-up comedian. And he was at the start of his stand-up comedian journey.
Wonder if the humour would carry over to Thailand or if he had to change his sets completely.
But the thing is, whether or not he does it, he might do it to
tourists.
To other New Zealanders or Australians who might be there.
Yeah. Another standout would be our excitement at new Doctor Who seasons and trying to saying what we wish would happen.
They've been very motivating. That shared enjoyment we have of Doctor Who, and we went through a real patch where we were having quite a few new episodes coming out, and it was really good to watch them and talk about them. So, yes, those were – our Doctor Who ones have been really cool. And I guess on a run of that, when you were talking about the new ones, I did really enjoy that, the two episodes we did where we did talk about the monsters, because the monsters do are the things that make Doctor Who.
Yep.
Did we talk about the Masters?
We did.
We did.
We talked about our favourite ones. I think we had Missy at the top.
Yeah, and I remember that. That was a good time to talk about it. So, and the other one that stood out for me was when I got a little bit out of my comfort zone and went and played Red Dead Redemption.
You didn't play the full game, but you played enough to understand why people loved it so much.
Yes, and I enjoyed doing that. And so one of the things we're looking at doing –
we had to stop reviewing games for a while because you annoyed me so much that I'd just take the controller off you and you'd watch me play.
Yeah. but we've decided that we're going to set up a Minecraft world together.
Yeah.
And I am adamant that I'm going to take a step out of my comfort zone and step out of the world of creative
and
into Andrew's world of playing
survival. Oh, that one thing I'd have to adapt to is I always spend a couple days, real world days, traveling thousands of blocks to find the perfect place to build.
Yes.
Be kind of hard with you.
You might want to do a little bit of pre-finding before you let me join. And I know something else that I really would be keen to talk about is we've got a fan club outside the window.
Same guy. Yeah, all right. Well, it is the end. We've actually gone a bit longer than we need to.
So we're going to do some stuff around that, and we're going to also have a bit of a review about some of the Minecraft stuff.
Just going to start fading my mouth.
You're going to fade me out. You love fading me out.
But, we've come to the end of our 200th episode. 200 more, hopefully. 200 more should get me out of university and actually having a job and stuff. But we'll see you all next week. If you enjoyed this episode, you can go to listen to more on – you can just search up Generation Fusion on Google. But if you really need a specific place, go to Spotify and search up Generation Fusion, or you can go to npr.nz/shows/fusion. Also, if you'd like to get some behind-the-scenes content, Mum, you should probably do that considering it's our 200th episode.
Yes, I should take some photos and I should put something on our social media.
Got to show off this new beard.
Yeah, because here Andrew is with his new beard.
Yeah.
And I'm in my prime.
Art Deco. Yeah.
But I will get something on. Again, if there's something you want us to talk about or share, please,
I haven't actually done the outro yet, Mum.
Oh, okay. Andrew's getting annoyed with me.
You can go to Facebook and search up Generation Fusion, or you can go to Instagram and search up Generation Fusion. And if you'd like to help us continue to make content and continue to make better content, you can go to givealittle.co.nz/org/NPR and donate as little or as much as you feel like. We'll see you all next time. Bye.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.